It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome back to another edition of Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. Oh, the Big 12 looking to do big things in the, essentially it works out as college football's version of Survivor. Who's going to be left standing? We'll talk about that. The Big 12 looking to expand, looking to poach and raid from the Pac-12. We'll also get into Texas baseball. Looks like they have finalized the coaching staff. It is done. We'll get into that coming up next segment. Also, we got the Flex at 3:45. Coming up at the top of the 4, top of the 6 o'clock, Texas football. Gets another commitment in the 2023 class. Also, we got some nuggets about summer workouts from Texas football, and also Texas football's wide receiving core getting more love. A lot of big expectations for that group. We'll talk about it coming up a little bit later on in the show. Astros, go Astros, keep up their winning ways. We'll get into that, talk some baseball. Also, Austin FC, speaking of winning ways, they keep doing the damn thing. Let's do the damn thing right now, introduce you to the crew. He was a second-round pick for the Montreal Expos, but a first-round pick for the Austin Radio Network, originally committed to the University of Texas, but decided to forego the burnt orange in the 40 and chase his dream in the cheese. Pimping ain't easy, but for this man, it is a breeze. He is Mike Hardball Hard. What's going on, man? How you doing?
We are back in the house, man.
How's that vacation?
Man, that vacay was good. Mm-hmm. Family's back in town, so I got to kick it strong with them. But to make sure you understand how important being around family is.
Ain't no doubt, man. Ain't no doubt.
Got a chance to go to Killeen yesterday, see my grandmother, my late grandfather would have been 91 yesterday, so I went and saw his gravesite. So
how old is
it was
grandma?
A good trip.
How old is
she was good. She's 89.
Wow. Man,
and that's the good. Other side.
That's a blessing.
So I lost. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I only have one grandparent that's living.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
it's a blessing,
it was a good trip. Yeah,
no doubt.
For sure. For sure. But you know what else is going down?
Mm-hmm.
It's you, my brother. He hails from H-Town with the get down. He's a lifetime Longhorn and a proud card-carrying member of DBU. Legendary Longhorn Derek Johnson said he was the best cover corner he had ever seen. He's a former NFL DB that still has that passion for film study, but he is not a fan of white condiments. That includes Cool Whip.
Whip cream.
So whichever whip you want, he does not like it. But he is a fan of you, the listeners. He is my man, Rob Babers.
I appreciate the intro. Every time gets better and better. But let's not waste any time introducing the real MVP of the show. He's the man twisting and tweaking the dials. Also the idealionaire on the show, makes the whole thing happen. He's one of the hardest working members of the ARN family. Got a hustler spirit, period. We don't know what he's paid, but he's underpaid. Patrick Davis, what's going on?
Doing good.
Oh, and you got a haircut.
Cut off my hair. Dude, I was moving this weekend. It was too hot.
There you go.
Shave it all off, man.
You look good, man. You look good.
Thank you.
Looks nice. How often a year? What's your, how annually, how many haircuts you getting? How many in a year?
So if I'm getting haircuts, I'll do it like once every 2 months.
Yeah,
but then I'll cut my own hair every once in a while.
So you're talking about maybe 10 professional haircuts a year for you?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
No. I'm about the same way.
Yeah.
Only for special events, stuff like that.
But most of the time, I'll just do it myself just to get it done with.
That's how you know you're an old man.
Yeah, like, let's get this, just get this off. Who am I trying to impress?
That's the attitude of an old man. That is an attitude of an old man. Who am I trying to impress? I'm trying to save that $20. My barber's always upset when he sees me. He's like, man, where you been? I get that every day. Where you been? It's like, man, listen, you know how I work, man. Yeah. I don't get it unless I actually need it.
Unless I got something going on that I needed.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats. I'm like Harge. I wear a ton of hats, too, so I get to hide the fact that my edge up is jacked up most of the time. Especially when I do it myself, I always all the way jacked up because I think I do it straight. And I look in the mirror later, I'm like, that ain't straight. That is not straight. Let me put that hat back on. So, I feel my man Patrick on that. But glad to have the crew back together. It was a great holiday weekend. Hope everybody out there had a great and safe holiday weekend, too, because I know some of y'all get a little rowdy with them fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Taking too many chances. Taking way too many chances. There's a lot of people.
That's
just,
JPP.
Exactly. People just get very, very, I don't know, it's a lackadaisical. They just get careless around fireworks. Like, it's still gunpowder. They should describe it better. Fireworks makes it sound too fun. Like, no, it's gunpowder that's packed in to some type of item, and they want to make it sound spectacular, but it still can blow your hand off. So I'm glad.
Show.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad people out there had a great 4th of July. And then we got a short week this week, of course.
Yeah.
Feels like a Monday, but it's actually a Tuesday. All right, you can be a part of the show. You're the most important part of the show. Please do hit us up on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. You also can hit us up via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. My man Harsh is at Hardball Harsh in the Twitterverse, and the real MVP, Patrick Davis, at It's Patrick Davis. All right, gentlemen, so we got this report, and this dropped maybe like 2 hours ago. That and I'll give credit to Dennis Dodd because he's the one that dropped it from CBS Sports.
Yep.
We know when we left things on Thursday because we had a long week, one on air on Friday. USC and UCLA had already been approved and granted permission into the Big Ten. That won't start until 2024 or something like that, I believe. But that left the Pac-12 in a desperate situation. To try to fill a void that, just let's be honest, they cannot fill that void. You lost USC, the biggest brand in the conference, and you also lost UCLA, which gave you a stranglehold on the LA market, one of the biggest markets in the country. I don't know if you recover from that. And much like the Big 12. Like some of the Big 12 is like, man, it's tough to recover from losing two big brands like Texas and Oklahoma. So it's a little bit different, but, it's kind of like, I compare it to Destiny Child losing, Beyonce. You don't recover from that.
Right. It's going to be a rough one if you lose her.
Yeah, I think they may have tried that little while if Destiny Child. And it was like, girl, we can't do it. We need
it
to
was
hang
just
it up.
Destiny. No child was there.
Yeah, we was missing something crucial.
Yeah.
And that essentially is what's happening with the Pac-12 and the Big 12. So both of those conferences find themselves in a desperate situation and a bit of a conundrum. Well, Dennis Dodd released this story earlier today, and he is reporting that the Big 12 is involved in deep discussions, gentlemen, to add multiple Pac-12 programs as a way to shore up its membership in the wake of the USC and UCLA defection to the Big Ten. There, it looks like because the grant of rights for the Pac-12 is actually up at 2024, I guess it's at 2023, I believe it's up. So they're all free agents essentially in 2024. And that's when USC and UCLA are scheduled to start their slate of games in the Big Ten. So because of that, there's a lot of instability with the Pac-12.
Big time.
And they had bad leadership. Larry Scott prior to Kliavkoff becoming the commissioner. So they were already on fragile ground. And now losing USC, Harge, losing UCLA, it looks like the Big 12 may be the beneficiary of that instability and that fragility because they're looking to poach. And it says here up to six teams potentially.
Well, you know as well as I do, you have to. You have to because if you try to stand pat, you're going to get passed over, and you're going to be looking on the outside like they are right now. This goes back to what you were talking about before we went to our little mini vacation on Thursday. If you sit back and try to be idle in this and think that, no, we'll be fine, you're going to get passed up, and you're going to be missing out on this move. And I had mentioned Stanford in the conversation before because of the academic prowess that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So the Big 12 losing Oklahoma – and Texas created this firestorm. Everybody started to panic. That's why they tried to handshake the allegiance and thought everything was good. And like someone in the texters told us, it was like the Trojan horse. They came in and they said, no, we'll listen to you. We'll listen to you.
The alliance.
But while we're talking to you, we're also trying to figure out how we can have a private conversation with UCLA and USC. Now it's all happening. And you're right, Rod. When you start looking at all of these teams and how they're going to be positioned and what is the biggest move for every team in this situation, the Pac-12, you can't ever find games over there. If you go to that Pac-12 network, which is why they're starting to negotiate these media rights, the reason being is because, well, how many times have you been sitting up and you're like, you know what? I can't sleep right now. I want to see what's going on the West Coast. You can never find a game, but they got the Pac-12 network. And then when you do find it, half the games are blacked out. I'm like, how are you blacked out in Texas? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So when you're sitting there and you're looking at these media rights, and you know, we've talked about it before, ABC, Fox, and, well, ABC and ESPN are the same. Mm-hmm. And then you look at what CBS is doing and trying to get Fox involved with it. Big game. We're going to be on it. Alabama-Texas game is the big game of the week. So you sit there and you say, how is this all going to work? You got to find a spot. You got to get in where you fit in. And if you don't, you're going to be sitting on the outside trying to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, that with the new commissioner, like I said, Bob Bowlesby, I doubt that he's even in a consultation role. Maybe he's a consultant for him. Maybe that's it. But I doubt that the new commissioner, Yarmark, am I getting it right? I hope I said his name correctly. I bet that he is.
Yarmark.
Yeah, I bet he's the one now that has decided, no, we have to be aggressive, extremely aggressive.
Yep.
And they won't, like I said, it's tough because even the teams they're thinking about adding, and right now there are multiple reports that Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado are all in talks with the Big 12, and I guess you can throw some other schools in there as well, because the latest report from Dennis Dodd says multiple schools, and I believe it's basically hinting that up to 6 schools could be poached from the Pac-12, which is great for the Big 12. Essentially, that means the Pac-12 would no longer exist. And it turns into a defunct league.
Does it anyway?
Yeah. Like I said, it's Destiny Child losing Beyonce. Maybe y'all think y'all still got a group, but nobody else does. Everybody else is like, what?
They trying to make group? Appearances. And yeah, they're like, good to see y'all. Where's Beyonce?
No, you in the mall. You in the mall for free. Maybe in the mall parking lot. That's where you go be
at
without Beyonce.
One of those
Beyonce.
Little kiosks.
Yeah. It's better to go solo at that point. But it is. How does it affect Texas? Because like I said, we can hit this from multiple angles. How does it affect Texas? I do think it's good news for Texas if the Big 12 is successful. If they're successful in poaching these schools, and let's say they do get up to 6, hypothetical. They get up to 6, and right now with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, they're going to be up to 10, right? No, 12. 12, sorry.
Yeah.
12. And then now, I guess they'll try to get us to 18. I don't know what number that they actually are looking at right now. Maybe they're looking at more numbers than that. But they would, in my opinion, be more willing to negotiate with Texas and Oklahoma on lowering their exit fees. And I think that's the problem for Oklahoma. Not for Texas, but the SEC has already stated they don't want one and not the other. They want Texas and Oklahoma together. So, Hards, that's good news for Texas. So, Texas fans, you're rooting for the new commissioner and the Big 12 to succeed here in raiding the Pac-12. Because there's no way, well, I say no way, but to me, I think there's a better chance of you negotiating a settlement to get out of the conference sooner. Without paying the total, the contractual obligated exit fees. If the Big 12 believes, we were successful in getting ourselves to whatever, 16, 18 teams, whatever the number is going to be, they probably would want Texas out. They probably want to start rebranding that conference immediately.
Yeah, you got to. You have to do it. I mean, that, like we said, what did you say his name was? I just told you.
Yarmark.
Yarmark is on the, Yarmark, get set, we have to go. That's exactly where he is as far as looking forward. And that's what we talked about before. When you start making these changes and getting people that aren't involved with this entire situation that have been on the outside looking in, this is the perfect opportunity to see what type of mindset these people are. As the new commissioner, how are you going to make your mark? This is my way of making my mark, by making us go forward. If we have 18 teams involved in a Big 12, yes, it does help Texas get out a little bit sooner, but it also keeps the Big 12 intact, and now they're part of the big power conferences. That's what it's all about. You've just said it. The Pac-12, non-existent. You don't. We can't even watch it. You don't even be able to see it unless you catch it late at night on ESPN replay.
Yeah.
You don't even get a chance to watch it. So now you're sitting here saying, all right, we're going to bring in these types of teams. So who are the travel partners, right? Who's going to be in that group? Is it Utah? Is it Arizona? Arizona State? Those types
you
of teams.
You definitely want Utah to pair up with BYU. That'd be nice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely want the Arizona schools.
Because they're together. Market. They're coming together. You just took too. UCLA. UCLA and USC are going to the Big Ten. So now bring those other markets. And I heard Jeff Ward talk about this today with Chad and Trey. And I didn't even – you and I talked about the markets and – the TVs a little bit, but if you look at it and you say, where are the big markets at? The TV markets, the media, where are the eyes going to be on? Do we consider Utah a big TV market?
No, but at that point, you're just trying to expand blueprints and, and sell what you can sell. You can sell rivalries.
Yep.
Right? So, if you're talking about markets, no, it's not a great market, but you're looking for things you can sell. So some things aren't a great market. Oregon's not a great market necessarily, but it'll bring you Portland.
Yep.
But the brand,
yep.
Right? You're looking for the brand. So you're looking for perks now.
Yeah.
What checks the box? You want a brand? You want a sugar dad like Phil Knight, like that Nike?
For
that's
sure.
Sexy. You want that in your conference, right?
Yep.
If you can work that out. So I agree. It's not, I think, you know, looking at it just market alone is a little antiquated of thinking it, because you got to look at now, now these conferences don't give a damn about regions and markets anymore.
Yeah. Nor travel. They don't care about travel either.
They're thinking about brands and brands they can sell.
Yeah.
And what can you sell? And I think the new commissioner is thinking about what he can sell. You can sell rivalries.
Yeah. You definitely can sell that.
You can sell a package of, oh, no, man, you wouldn't say you own the Utah market, but I agree. That's not sexy. But a rivalry is sexy.
Yeah.
Between people. You know, I'm sure they were going to keep the rivalry anyway, but having it in conference still makes it a little sexier that both you guys are there together.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm with you. I don't know if, you know, the market of all these different places is as appealing as it used to. The truth is, you know, there's a great – you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, absolutely.
Patrick, you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I have watched it before, yeah.
Okay. That's a great episode. It's called The Ugly Section. Essentially, the premise of it is there's a restaurant, and they seat all the attractive people in one part of the restaurant, basically where people can walk by and see it, and then they seat all the unattractive people in another part of the restaurant. And I think college football is basically kind of turning into that, and the unattractive section is anything other than the SEC and the Big Ten.
Correct.
That's the ugly section. And the Big 12, no matter what they do, they're going to get seated in the ugly section. They can try to win this, but you're not you're not bringing in sexy brands.
Yeah.
That's the kind of point that I believe Jeff Ward was trying to make. None of these brands are like super sexy.
Right.
Utah and BYU is like, U of H, they're good football brands. And they're, you know, I think they're legitimate. They got things you can sell, but they're not Texas, Oklahoma, USC.
No.
UCLA will be kind of that version, I guess, of the best college basketball brand, if you want to throw that out there.
Right.
Right. So I think that, to me, I think that's what, you know, the Big 12, I don't know if they're going to be, there's no Power 5 anymore. Power 5 is if the Pac-12 is rated, it's no longer going to exist. So I don't even know we can keep even using that term. The truth
loosely.
Like I said, I think we're going to live in a smartphone Android world of college football, where basically the SEC and the Big Ten end up owning 90% of the market share of major college football and also major college sports. And then that's where you're going for your major college sports. And everybody else, in the ugly section.
Well, and that's the thing is,
you still eat, but still the ugly section.
Why is it the same food?
You get the same food, but you ain't sitting in the pretty section with all the pretty people.
But it's like the Big 12, why they have to raid the Pac-10 right now is because when you look at all the ACC and everybody started going over the ACC to see who they could raid and realize that they have a TV contract through 2036.
Yeah.
And so they are a lot harder to raid because the rights fees for everybody to get out of the ACC are ridiculous right now because they're such a long-term deal. And Pac-10 is what, like 2 years left or a year left?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
So they're just, everybody can get out of the Pac-12 so much easier, or the Pac-10 so much easier. That's why everyone's like, well, we got to go now because one of us is probably going to be gone before 2024. The Big 12 or Pac-12, one of them's gone before 2024. So let's go ahead and try and save ourselves and eat them. And then the ACC's got lifetime because they have a contract.
And that's right now they're regretting that contract.
For sure.
All the teams are. I think the ACC loves the contract.
Oh, the ACC, I'm talking about all the teams that signed into it. Yes, they're regretting that contract.
The ACC is dancing right now,
like,
because
Florida State, Miami.
Yeah, I bet there have been five or six teams gone before the end of this weekend had they not had a 2036 contract.
And I'm sure their excellent contracts are made to be broken, but I'm sure this far out and that long of a deal, they probably put in some really, I haven't heard what the exit fees are, but they're probably something ridiculous and asinine. But the key is this. The key to the ACC's issue, just kind of expanding upon what my man Patrick's talking about, is what's Notre Dame going to do?
Yeah,
right.
Notre Dame has
the easiest out.
They're aligned with the ACC, but they're not in the ACC.
Yeah.
So if Notre Dame decides they want to break away from the ACC, and then they get, you know, obviously poached by the Big Ten, and the Big Ten for decades, that's been their white whale. They've wanted Notre Dame, and hell, who doesn't want Notre Dame?
Right.
But they want Notre Dame. But if they get Notre Dame, there are reports, multiple reports, one from CBS Sports, another from, I believe it was, I'll get the guy's name, John Canzano, I believe is his name. We'll get the reports. He spoke to a former TV exec that said the new deal is going to easily be worth over $1 billion for the new Big Ten deal. It's already going to be $1 billion. If they get Notre Dame, he said, you're talking about $100 million per school.
Man, yes, you want Notre Dame, then.
Like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, you're talking about freaky, crazy numbers.
Well, NBC can't afford that themselves. They wouldn't be able to keep Notre Dame as far as their own TV package where they're going to be independent. That's why.
That's another contract. Yeah,
that's why they have to be able to go into another conference, not just football, but like every sport. Because that's the one thing I think that even I get caught up with it as well. We forget sometimes, because this is, to us, is all about football, but you got to see which teams are going to be the best part all the way around, the Olympic sports as well. Because you look at, because those guys are the ones that's going to be benefiting from this. They're going to make some money off of this deal too, and it's going to enhance their sports as well. All the ancillary sports that people don't really talk about that
no
much.
No question. Okay, so here is, and it's his
and
name.
We should
is,
be.
Yeah, we should be. John Canzano's his name, and he spoke with a former television exec. And he said the Big Ten will expand to 16 teams when the addition of USC and UCLA becomes official in 2024, and the conference's $1 billion a year television deal will presumably be shared equally among the members. And it also gets into Notre Dame here, and I'll give Dennis Dodd credit, because I think Dennis Dodd's the one that also threw it out there that, Pat 40. I'm sorry. It's Pat 40, Sports Illustrated Pat 40. He said, a source familiar with the school's thinking told Sports Illustrated that independence remains the preference, and that and that's the leader in the clubhouse right now in terms of the status for Notre Dame. He said, it will take a lot to move Notre Dame off its cherished identity, but the instability of the entire landscape remains a concern and could further affect the Irish outlook. It says two areas to monitor the fates of both the college football playoff and the ACC. If one or both collapse, Notre Dame could be compelled into the Big Ten. Per its contract, the playoff ceases to exist in January 2026. So there's no guarantee that the college football playoff in its current iteration will even exist after that.
Right.
Because obviously we're rewriting everything right now. But it does say that the Irish have been basically independent since early in the late in the 19th century. I mean, they've been independent for a really long time. They don't want to give up that status just yet, because it is unique.
Yep.
It is something else that makes them unique. It's part of their branding, and I can see why they don't want to give it up. It gives them a lot of power. It gives them a ton of power.
But could they, like you said, and what Pat Forty said, they could be on the outside looking in.
What, yeah.
And so you have to, now it's like everything else that has happened in our world, you have to make adjustments and you have to change, because change is inevitable. And you have to see what is happening throughout the landscape of college athletics. And you're like, And if you are voted out of the tribe, as you said, survivor, you know, it's like survivor. Sometimes they put your candle out. They put your little flicker out. And you're like, your brand is not as big anymore. It's going to still be big. Don't get it twisted. But everybody wants you in the branding. But if you're going to continue to stand on the outside and say, no, we're going to stand alone, then sometimes they tell you, stand alone.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. And it's like Texas, I think, did something similar.
Exactly.
With the instability ahead. And everybody knows with NIL and everybody knows with the Supreme Court gutting the NCAA essentially, and essentially daring people to bring cases to them about the NCAA, and you know, name, image, and likeness now being what it is, a massive force that could be, you know, I would say NCAA is a dinosaur, and the asteroid could be NIL. It could just take them out, period, or at least lead to the emancipation of major college sports from the NCAA. But right now, you know, and recently I was reading an article about Sweden, because Sweden just joined NATO, right? You're talking about, century of them being neutral and just saying, hey, man, neutrality, that's us. Yeah, we know there are atrocities going on. We get it. Yeah. But, hey, that's not us. We're out of that.
Right.
And they've had alliances, kind of how Notre Dame has had alliances with the ACC during World War II. Of course, you know, Hitler being a madman, they formed alliances. But they still wanted to keep their neutrality.
Yeah.
Much like Notre Dame wants to keep its, you know, its independent status. And I think it's, you know, them joining NATO, a lot of the article basically said, is a result of the instability over in Europe and the war in the Ukraine, and that some of the powers now in our world aren't necessarily trying to protect the little guy.
Right. Not at all.
Right. That, you know, I mean, they're not, like, China and Russia may not be concerned with trying to protect the little guy. You know, America wanted to be the world's policeman. Don't hit me up with political text line. But, you know, the world, hopefully the shining beacon on the hill was to protect the rest of the world, lead them toward freedom. I get it. Trust me. July 4th, I'm just in a patriotic mood. But right now, basically Sweden was like, you know what? It's too unstable. Like, we don't trust where the world is right now.
Right.
We've seen forces that were unpredictable. So we want a conference. We want more support. We want more alliances. So that's why, you know, they gave up their neutrality, at least the last vestiges of it, to join NATO. And I think, you know, looking at the unstable landscape of college sports, I believe Notre Dame is looking at their independent status in a very similar light and going, I used to be able to predict what was going on, and right now I have no freaking idea.
Right.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Because you used to be the leader at the table. You know, as your independence, you could sit back and watch what everybody's doing and start saying, no, that's not good enough. We'll just stay right here. No, that's not good enough. Just like when we went through the little COVID situation, Notre Dame had to join a conference to be able to get himself in there, right? So you start looking at it and you say, they had to join the ACC. Remember, they had to play for a championship in the ACC championship game. But now they're like, well, we're back to a normal time, so I'm going to go back to my independence. And it's like, no. You saw the success. You saw the things that happened throughout this time. How do you adjust it now? Now you got to look at it and say, if we don't have a seat at the table anymore, where all these conferences are trying to get bigger and we're trying to claim to be independent in football, it's not the same anymore. Because like you said before, Rob, when you start looking at how the times are changing, the education's getting better, they're starting to read a little bit more, they're seeing these contracts that are out there, and they're like, wait a minute, we used to have the biggest contracts out there. Now we got to make adjustments, and we're not going to get the biggest payday? No, you're not. Things have changed. Conferences, super conferences are upon us, and we need to adjust to it. I love the fact that one of our texters sent us, is this going to be like the NFL where you have the AFC and the NFC? where it's just going to be two conferences, you got all these teams could that be. Are involved, yeah. That is where we're walking towards.
No, it could be.
Yeah.
I know, and some people hit me. Listen, I'm just reading for you the Bloomberg article that I read about. It says today's, it talked about June 15th, Sweden is abandoning its neutrality and applying to join NATO.
Yep.
But officials in Stockholm told me that the reason Sweden can easily be fast-tracked for membership, assuming diplomatic status. I'm not going to read all that.
Yeah.
But I'm just giving you the article I read, so you can go.
Go look it up.
Go look at the article. Bloomberg article about Sweden. People are like, oh, Switzerland is neutral. Switzerland could be, but I'm just giving you what the article I read. I said the article I read. I wasn't talking about, I didn't even bring up Switzerland, because the article I read didn't mention Switzerland. It just mentioned Sweden and their neutrality and how they've been dealing with the changing geopolitical spectrum that we're all dealing with. Okay. Thank you for the corrections. But like I said, I just referenced the article that I read. I don't make up stuff on the air. I know some people do. It's a Bloomberg article. Right, I can send it to you guys if you want to. K-State Bear, thank you for the concern. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll come back. We'll get into some Texas baseball. The coaching staff is complete. We'll get into that on the other side. Also, go behind the burnt orange curtain. My man Hardball Harge give you the real right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
All right, welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. You can always be a part of the show. Specs text line 512-337-3776. You also can hit us up via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. My man Harge is at Hardball Harge in the Twitterverse. And Patrick Davis, the real MVP at It's Patrick Davis. And my favorite musically themed day of the week. It is a Top of the Charts Tuesday. That's when we play jams that reached the top of the Billboard charts on this date in history. Is this Beach Boys?
Beach Boys, yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry that I took longer than I need to, but I wanted to make sure I didn't disrespect and say something crazy. But Beach Boys has a distinctive sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, no doubt about it. Yeah. I actually watched a documentary about the Beach Boys, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to Texas baseball, Harge, because Texas baseball fans, how do I feel about this? They're not necessarily sold on the coaching staff hires.
That's fair.
You got to sell them on it. And I'm not saying that I'm saying they don't like them.
Right.
But it's when they say splash hire, usually splash hire means, love it. Right. Don't need to think about it. Great hire.
Right.
Awesome. Splash hire. Great hire. Awesome hire. Everybody loved it. These are hires that you need to go do some research.
Yep.
And I think a lot of Texas baseball fans are doing their research right now about these hires.
And sometimes that's the right thing to do. I think you should vet everyone. Just like you do your research on everything that comes out of your mouth at the show, a lot of times people don't understand that, hey, man, I've researched this. I've read these articles. This is what it states in here. I'm not just making it. Like you said at the very beginning, I don't just make it up. I go through and I'm very thorough with my research. So that is the credit that I'm going to give the University of Texas. They were thorough. They did some research on these guys that they are bringing in. And hopefully, as Texas baseball fans, because let's not get it twisted, Texas baseball fans are very intelligent people when it comes to the game because they've been following it for years. They've been some of them been around since the beginning. Of baseball at the University of Texas. So when all these questions are being asked, I think all the questions are fair. I think the apprehensiveness about some of the hires is fair until these guys get on campus and you get a chance to spend some time with them. And again, the biggest question mark is there hasn't been an official announcement as of yet.
Oh,
to the Universal.
Really?
We haven't gotten any information.
So these are still reports.
These are all speculations. It was confirmed. Some of these were confirmed by some of the other people.
Great media folks here. Yeah.
But we haven't seen a press release.
Where
from
they
the
sell
University.
You, they should be selling it.
Exactly.
That we shouldn't have to guess
and not really even guess, but you know.
Can you sell us on it? Can you sell me on Woody Williams?
I will definitely do my best to sell you on Woody Williams, not just as a pitching guy, but as an individual.
All right, because you know him.
Same thing with Steve Rodriguez as individuals.
Who you also know.
Yes.
Okay.
So we also need to continue to look at the bigger picture for the University of Texas and how the game plan is being wrapped around.
Okay.
Because just like to your point, you know, we're still waiting for them to tell us that these are our official hires. You know, we got Kendall Rogers' report. We got Zach at the Dish, who's been on top of this mm-hmm. as well. But we have not heard anything from the university. We have saw that my man Woody Williams did confirm. Well, he didn't confirm. He said, I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
Yes.
Which makes you believe that he is going to be the pitching coach at the University of Texas. But we're still yeah. just waiting for the official announcement. Because, you know, Texas likes to put out a press release.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's got to be a blitz.
It's got to be a blitz. Yeah.
The PR blitz there.
Yeah. And we have not received that as of yet from the university. Because I check my email every day.
Yeah, you do.
I'm looking and waiting.
You get more texts about it than emails, official
Very
emails
much.
About it from
exactly.
the university.
Exactly.
I remember when Kirk Bowles, shout out to Kirk Bowles, when he put yep. out the tweet, what was it, I think the 22nd of June, about Woody Williams.
Yep, he did.
And saying, I'll read the tweet here. I got it pulled up. Might as well just read it. Here yep. he said, San Jacinto College, seventh-year assistant Woody Williams, 55, a former major league pitcher with five teams and former U of H pitcher slash shortstop, told me he reached out to David Pierce to express interest in the Texas vacant pitching coaching job. San Jac assistant Woody Williams said at the time, I have not spoken to David yet. I reached out to him. I know the dust has to settle. I'm absolutely interested in the job. I think it's one of the best jobs you could have in the country.
Very true.
So at that time, I remember you saying, I think there's some validity to it. You're yeah. like, I know it's just thrown out there. And you're like, I got a couple of texts and talked to folks and yeah. think there's a little validity to it. Turns out you were right on the money there.
Yeah.
But let me know if I'm off here. He wasn't the first choice.
No.
Correct.
Okay. No, no.
Do we know how far down on the list?
I would think that he was probably third or fourth. Okay. I would actually say fourth or fifth.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, but. Again,
we know the Tennessee
coach Frank Anderson
yeah,
was a name that a lot of people wanted to look at. Coach Ray Childress, the former Texas A&M head coach, who's very good on the pitching mm-hmm. side, who actually knows a lot about Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The biggest thing for me, and I'll get into this a little bit more in the Hard Knocks Life. The biggest thing for me is the recruiting. And we talked about this last week. So recruiting is very important. The other part that is a full-time job is that transfer portal.
Yeah.
It's a very, very busy time for this transfer portal. And July the 1st was the last day that kids could enter the transfer portal. And if your name wasn't in the transfer portal, you weren't allowed to transfer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like trying to figure out. And now with the draft being moved back to July 17th. 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is when the major league draft will happen. You also have to look at it and say, all right, how many guys is Texas going to lose? They've already lost some transfers away from Texas. Gavin Cash, who was going to be Ivan Melendez's replacement, mm-hmm. already committed to Texas Tech. By the way, staying in the same conference, so we'll see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just look at Texas fans will be watching this kid play and being like, could have been our first baseman. But but you also look at Aaron Nixon.
Yep,
he's going to Mississippi State, and he was the closer for Texas at one point, and then all of a sudden he didn't have it anymore. So then you got to look at who's going to get drafted and who's going to come back and who's going to mm-hmm. go. Depending on where their draft is, where the money is, all that great stuff that's involved with it. So you're going to have to replace quite a bit on the Texas staff. And so it goes back to my point about the recruiting aspect of it. What are you going to bring in here?
Mm-hmm.
Because even I'll take it back to when I was being recruited by the University of Texas. When you have those top name guys that have an opportunity to yes, go to the University of Texas or get drafted high and make quite a bit of money because the money's totally different than when I was playing.
Yep.
That's a tough little road to hoe as well.
Mm.
So it's a big difference on what has been going on and what the university has looked at because the big question that I've been getting from non-Texas people is how do you go to a College World Series back-to-back years, and then all of a sudden you got to replace your whole staff? And that's a fair question.
That is a very fair question.
Yeah. And my answer is, I don't know. You know, I'm not in that locker room. I'm not in those inner workings, so to speak. So it's a big thing to try to understand from afar. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this. Every person that I've talked to about Woody Williams is, this is a home run hire.
Okay.
Person-wise.
That's what they want to hear.
Person-wise.
Oh, okay. Oh, well,
you know, no, but I'm saying.
Well, I know that's great. That's great. I like that.
Right.
But you did, you got a little nice pause there over. You're like.
Because I'm going to give a little bit more later. Okay. I'm going to give a little bit more in the Harsh Knocks
that's,
life.
Yeah,
I don't want to give you too
it's
much.
It's like saying she's a 10. Personality wise, like, well, yes,
you made me think she was about to holler.
Yeah, you're like, what the? You said she was a 10 and you gave me the pause and it said personality wise.
Yeah, this girl makes it's crazy. It is crazy what she can do in the kitchen.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah, but
Cam Newton.
I was thinking something else. Exactly. I think she was cooking somewhere else, but I get what you're saying.
Right.
And you're going to get deeper into it in our time. So, are you selling us on?
I'm selling you on the staff.
All right, I like that.
I'm selling you on the staff.
I like that.
Because
that's good.
We gotta pump a little bit of good energy into what's going on. So this is our opportunity, because I've talked to major leaguers, teammates, friends about him and what he's going to bring to this university.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that. My man, Harge, like I said, he know every damn body. But he also knows a lot of the guys who are being hired. And Stoner mentions a third coach. Are they done hiring, or is there, because we haven't heard from them, so we wouldn't know.
Remember, they had two paid positions that they're about to play. Assistants. Okay. And that is going to be Woody Williams, and that is going to be Steve Rodriguez.
Okay.
So if they can find a quote-unquote volunteer.
That volunteer.
Or
position.
There is a law that is being passed, or I don't even know if it's a law, it's a clause or whatever, where they may be able to add three assistants throughout college baseball.
I know you talked about that last week.
And scholarships as well. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Good stuff there. We'll come back. We'll get into the flex on the other side. Talk a little Texas high school sports. And also coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock, we'll get into some Texas football to get an 18th commitment in the 2023 class. Ooh. Also some nuggets from my man Chip Brown, actually, about their summer workouts and more love for this wide receiving core. We'll do that in top of the 4. But on the other side, we'll get into the flex right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn.
Strangers in the night.
Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. It is Top of the Charts Tuesday. We play jams that reach the top of the Billboard charts in this day in history. And, oh man, I should know this. Harch, you should know this too. It's a classic, but I don't know who sings it actually.
Okay, I got two. Well, maybe just one.
I got guesses, but I can't. I mean,
think of the most famous guy who sings like this.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
It's Frank Sinatra.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking him, but it could be.
It could have been a lot of guys. It is the most famous. I was going to
go Fred Astaire.
If it wasn't
Frank Sinatra, I was going to go Fred Astaire.
Yes. But yes, does sound like Frank Sinatra.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. Frank, it's definitely the first time Frank Sinatra's been played on these airways. There's no way we played Frank Sinatra on these airways. But I appreciate it, man. I'm a Frank Sinatra fan, no question about it. All right, also a fan of the Flex, and this is our Flex segment. And you can always go to FLXATX.com to check out all the great work the Flex crew is doing, not just about football, but all the different sports. They are a commit. I think they're deep in, like, volleyball now.
Yeah, they're getting all of it going right now.
Yeah, man, they work really hard. This is a year-round thing. So Snoop and the crew with Derek and Noah doing a really good job over there as well. Zach, Lucero doing a great job. So go check out FLXATX.com or FLXATX in the Twitterverse as well. I did see this. Jacob Henry, who's, exactly. We all big fans of Jacob Henry, who is he's already on his way to being a star. I was actually talking to his dad Maybe like a week ago. Yep. And they putting in some work. I can't wait to watch young Jacob Henry this year on the defensive line for Lake Travis.
Texas, make that call.
Now he is, but no, it's all right because I think he wants to prove himself. I like the chip on the shoulder.
Oh, he's got a big one.
Yeah, he ain't getting enough love, and that's good. He gets some flex love, but he wants some more love, and I think he's gonna go out there and prove something. But he tweeted this out, so I'll give him some love at @TheJacobHenry_. And he tweeted out the Dave Campbell's Texas football preseason Texas 6A top 20, I think this is. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it's actually a top 50. Take that back.
Yeah, it is top 50. Yeah.
Top 50.
Yeah.
Austin Westlake, number one. Numero uno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Galena Park North Shore, number two. No surprise there. Every time in Houston Lamar, we had a really good squad year after year. DB High, now a pipeline for Texas, too. Still producing really good athletes. Every year, you'll whip somebody. You'll just mollywop somebody in the first round, whoever it is, because we're a really good team with really good players, good coaches. But then that second round, you're always going to end up seeing a North Shore or a Katy.
Oh, for sure.
And Katy's fifth on here, so they're at number five. South Lake Carroll, number three. Duncanville, number four. Speaking of, if you want to hear, Snoop Snoop, J.J. Dunn on Light the Tower, they had Ty Dodge on.
Yeah.
Earlier this
week. That was pretty good.
Yeah, today. I think it was in the first hour, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. They had Ty Dodge on, and he's always great. Coach Dodge is talking about what he's doing in retirement, how his son, Riley Dodge, has already got him a position. I think he called it, what was it? It was advanced assistant?
Yeah, advanced analyst.
Advanced analyst, analyst. That was it. Oh, no, it was pretty good. But Coach Dodge sounds like he's enjoying himself, and well-deserved, obviously. But, yeah, so you got Westlake, number one, Galena Park, North Shore, number two, South Lake Carroll, number three, Duncanville, four, Katy at five, Den Geyer at number six, and Lake Travis. Getting some more love for the Central Texas area at number seven. DeSoto, eight. Spring, Westfield at nine. Rockwall at 10. Humble Itasca, Cedar at 11. San Antonio, Brennan at 12. Allen at 13. Vandegrift, 14.
Getting some love.
Getting some love. And I believe I'm not going to go through all the teams. I'm trying to find for you guys the Central Texas teams. But you do have Vandegrift at 14, getting some love. Round Rock is on here. At 34.
Yep.
Shout out to
Ronda. And I think Weiss is right there as well. At
yes. Yeah, you are. Good job. Yeah, thank you. 37.
Yep.
Pflugerville Weiss getting some love, too. I believe Houston Lamar, shout out to DB High. I just talked about them. My old stomping grounds. They're number 48, so they're always decent. And
Dripping Springs is 41.
Thank you very much. Yep. Oh, and they got a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
Dripping Springs, too.
Yep. So, he just committed to the All-American Bowl game in San Antonio just the other day. Austin Navaside did.
Yeah, and still committed to Baylor.
Yeah, still committed, staying strong.
Man, I tell you, David Randall, that's impressive. If he stays committed to Baylor, that is really impressive.
Yeah, that list is impressive that he's on right now.
Yeah, no, he is. He's a fast riser, too. But I think people are actually more shocked. They thought he was going to flip at the Elite 11 camp.
Yeah.
They said the top choice when everybody was asked like who's likely to flip at this Elite 11 camp because they're a fast riser, everybody threw out Austin Navaside. He is not flip. He likes Baylor. All right, he likes Dave Aranda, I think, probably a little more than Baylor, but right now doing some good things on the recruiting trail. All right, that is the 6A list. I was looking for the 5A, so I'll find the 5A and get it for you guys tomorrow. I was looking for the 5A, couldn't find it. I did find some Dave Campbell's, like some other lists, so I'll put together the 5A, or I'll look for it, and we'll give you some 4A and some 3A tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
So we'll show love to everybody. But that's your 6A Central Texas teams that are ranked by Dave Campbell's Texas Football. All right. I'll go to FlexATX, FLXATX.com or FLXATX in the Twitterverse. All right, we come right back. We're going behind the burnt orange curtain. Texas got another one, 18th commitment in the 2023 class, this time on the defensive side of things in the trenches. We'll get into that, dive into it, talk about what it means. Also, some nuggets about summer workouts for Texas football and also Texas wide receivers getting some more love. Big expectations for that group. Right here, we're coming back right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn.